This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والشمس وضحيها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جليها والليل إذا يغشيها والسماء وما بنيها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سويها فألهمها فجورها وتقويها قد أفلح من زكيها وقد خيب من دسيها كذب الثمود بطغويها إذ انبعث أشقيها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقيها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسويها ولا يخاف عقبيها.
الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى المجتبى. My beloved brothers and sisters, wallah, I'm really happy to be here in your presence. I feel absolutely honored to see all of these glowing faces coming to this venue today in order to better the understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and my sisters, I've said this at every single event and I'm going to say it here again as well. Every single individual, no matter what stage they are at in their journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't matter if you are the biggest drug dealer that has arrived today in order to study his religion. It doesn't matter if you are a sister who's maybe doing all sorts of things online. It doesn't matter, my brothers and my sisters, if you feel as if there is no light for you at the end of the tunnel because of how much you have transgressed, how much you have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, I would love for every single one of us to drop whatever we are doing right now and not to leave from this venue the same way we came here. What I want you all to understand, my brothers and my sisters, events like this are for everybody. And no one has the right to make you feel not worthy of being here. Every single one of us, my brothers and my sisters, started somewhere. As Allah tells us, كَذَٰلِكَ كُنْتُم مِّن قَبْلِ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. You were like that once upon a time, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered his blessings upon you, right? We've all, my brothers and my sisters, done things in the past that we are not pleased with. We are not proud of, right? But like I said, the door of repentance, the door of mercy is always open. Me, myself, my brothers and my sisters, once upon a time, I was being chased by a helicopter in North London. Don't ask me what I was doing, right? So we've all been there. But like I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind and generous. We have to make the intention, my brothers and my sisters, I can't leave here the same way I came here. All of us have shortcomings. All of us, my brothers and my sisters, have problems that we are trying to navigate around. My brothers and my sisters, may Allah azza wa jal honor every single one of you. Please put your hand up if you want to be someone who is so eager to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please put your hand up. Put your hand up, my brothers and my sisters. You can put it back down now. Put your hand up again if you're sick and tired of the sins that keep tying us down. The sins, my brothers and my sisters, that is destroying our lives. Please put your hand up. That should be everyone. And that is because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءَ. Every single son of Adam is not just someone who makes a mistake or two. No, he constantly falls into mistakes. But that which distinguishes him from everybody else is the fact that he keeps returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right. You know what Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala says, my brothers and my sisters? Man kana billahi a'raf, kana minhu akhwaf, wa li'ibadatihi atlab, wa an ma'asihi ab'ad. The individual who knows more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and my sisters, this individual will have more fear of him. This individual, my brothers and my sisters, will have so much more desire. He will have the eagerness to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love will increase in his heart of drawing closer to Allah azza wa jal. I know, my brothers and my sisters, my DMs are full. One of the most common questions that people ask is, I don't feel that connection with Allah. My heart doesn't get activated when I hear His commandments, when I hear His prohibitions. Sometimes a parent says to me, I try to advise my daughter to do this and to do that. The moment she leaves the house, she's more likely to listen to her friend than the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Maybe, my brothers and my sisters, because as Ibn al-Qayyim here is mentioning, كَانَ مِنْهُ أَخْوَفْ وَلِعِبَادَتِ أَطْلَبْ وَعَنْ مَعَاصِيهِ أَبْعَدْ. This individual will be so much more distant from sins. That is when you learn more about who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Right? How do we expect to feel activated, to have that connection with the Creator, or to conform to what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying when we don't know anything about them? Right? We don't know anything about them. So it's the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying something. We heard about them as we were growing up, but there wasn't really that connection. And now my best friend, or someone that I look up to, someone that I respect, is telling me something completely different. So one finds himself, my brothers and my sisters, in that predicament. You have this man that I heard about once upon a time, and then my friend. But because we love all of these individuals so much, my brothers and my sisters, it's a matter of jump how high, right? Think about it for a moment, my brothers and my sisters. I asked this question yesterday, and I'm going to ask him again. Is anyone here engaged? Put your hand up and make sure you say, Allahumma barik, don't give him the evil eye. Huh? Anyone engaged here, my brothers and my sisters? If there is, then we got a problem here. Anyone? We got a brother over there, right? This brother, he picked out that sister out of everyone. You know why? Because of all the characteristics and the traits that he came to know about her. And likewise, my sisters, they want that brother from amongst all of the brothers because of what they came to know about that individual. The more we come to know about something, the more our love increases. And this is why I'm saying, my brothers and my sisters, not that I'm trying to compare Allah to Bushra or anyone else, la. Right? Allah Azza wa Jal, the more we learn about Him, the more our hearts will become activated. The more our love and desire and eagerness to worship Him will increase. You can't love something that you don't know. You can't love something that you don't know, my brothers and my sisters. Keep that in mind. I will really struggle to love something that I have no knowledge about. My brothers and my sisters, I have 6 stories that I want to mention to you all, inshallah ta'ala. And I want to mention these stories in light of some of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because let's be honest, the only source of knowledge that we have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are His names and His attributes. We don't learn it in order to start debating on X or on Twitter. The primary objective behind it is so that we get to learn and know more about our Creator, right? Here, my brothers and my sisters, as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala says, فَمَنْ عَرَفَ اللَّهَ بِأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ وَأَفْعَالِهِ أَحَبَّهُ لَا مَحَالَهُ. Whoever learns, he will love Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is inevitable. I want to quickly send over, inshallah ta'ala, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Adil. And also Al-Muqsit, right? Al-Adil, as some of the scholars they mention, like Imam Al-Sa'di and other than him, is from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Adil and also Al-Muqsit. Al-Adil, my brothers and my sisters, As the scholars, they mention, it's an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that encompasses all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgments and actions. He is just in every matter and never ever wrongs anyone. Allah does not wrong. As much as we may think that we are being left out, but like I said, every single thing happens for a reason, my brothers and my sisters. Everything that you see happening with you or around you, it is happening, and Allah Azza wa Jal does not oppress anyone. How many a time, my brothers and my sisters, have we been in a situation where we so badly wanted something? You tried everything in your power to get with that sister, to marry her, but challenges after challenges, barriers after barriers, and it just didn't happen. Years go by, and Allah blesses you with a woman that has characteristics and traits that the mind can't imagine. That's when you say, if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have this today. Al-Adl, everything so perfectly balanced. Allah Azza wa Jal knows how to place it, where to place it, in its most appropriate place. And then you have Al-Muqsit, which is a little bit more specific than the name of Allah Al-Adl. This specific attribute that involves fairness amongst His creation, where He rights wrongs and restores justice between parties. And this is what I want to stand over a little bit, my brothers and my sisters. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give retribution, either in this world or in the hereafter, right? We might wrong someone and think that this is not a big deal. Slander, accusations, whatever it might be, my brothers and my sisters. And we take it so lightly. And Allah tells us, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You take it so lightly, but this is so grave in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, my brothers and my sisters, I always say this to drug dealers, right? Who give out orders, just go and teach him a lesson. Go and stab him, right? In his kneecap, don't do anything more. Just teach him a lesson. Yeah, the guy's going to give you the kneecap, right? And then later on, we're dealing with a calamity. Thinking, yeah, just teach him a lesson. Not realizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-muqsit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives retribution. Allah deals with His creation. You might be more mighty, more stronger than this individual that you're harming. But remember, Allahu a'zam. Allah is more greater. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. When we hear the adhan, my brothers and my sisters, everything is more greater than what we see and what we can imagine. He, Allah Azza wa Jal, is far more greater. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with the oppressor. Knowing that Allah is al-mujib, the person that we might wrong or oppress, he might raise his hands to Allah. Ya Allah, he did this and he did that. And you think, my brothers and my sisters, the dua of the oppressed might not be answered? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith, da'watul madhlumi, right, mustajabah. The dua of the one who's been oppressed is accepted, my brothers and sisters. Right? فَاتَّقِي دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. Fear the invocation of the oppressed. Indeed, there's no screen between that dua that is being made and Allah accepting it right away. My brothers and my sisters, Sa'id ibn Zayd, one of the great companions, those who were given glad tidings of Al-Jannah. One day, my brothers and my sisters, there was this lady called Arwa, right? She unjustly took his land. And she even, my brothers and my sisters, justified her reasoning for taking this land of this great companion, Sa'id ibn Zayd, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know what his response was? Knowing the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, da'uha wa iyaha, let her take it. Let her take this land that she's taken unjustly, leave her, right? And then he said, I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, man akhadha shibran min al-ardi dhulma, whoever takes an inch, my brothers and my sisters, of land unjustly, on yawm al-qiyamah, seven lands are going to be wrapped around his neck and he will be dealt with, right? So then, my brothers and my sisters, he raised his hands up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After she tried to ruin his reputation, he said, Allahumma in kun in kanat kadhiba fa'im basaraha waj'al qabraha fi dariha. Oh Allah, if she was lying. Oh Allah, if she was lying, then make her blind, cause her to lose her eyesight, and make the land that she's stolen her graveyard. Right? You know what the narrator of the hadith says, my brothers and my sisters? I saw this lady, Arwa, blind, taltamisul judur. She was walking around, touching the walls, and eventually dropped inside of a well that was situated on her land. Right? Allah is adil. Allah, my brothers and my sisters, muqsit, right? He brings about retribution, my brothers and my sisters. Like, I think to myself, if we know that Allah can deal with us accordingly, right, and fairly and justly, how can we ever think about, my brothers and my sisters, wronging others or oppressing them, right? Isn't this a direct result, my brothers and my sisters, of us now learning more about Allah? Are you ever going to look at this subject ever the same? Of course not. And that is because of your knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second qissa, my brothers and my sisters. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Did you know, my brothers and my sisters, he was placed in charge of Kufa by Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the one that was governing them, leading the Muslims at a time in that locality. One time, my brothers and my sisters, some of the people in Kufa, they began to complain about Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And all sorts of rumors were being spread. And this reached Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Umar ibn al-Khattab didn't jump the gun because he knew there is what? Two sides to a story. He sent a messenger to go and check out what's happening. Right? فَأَرْسَلَ إِلَيْهِ فَقَالَ. And he said, Oh Abu Ishaq, meaning Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, إِنَّ هَؤُلَا يَزْعُمُونَ. They are making a claim about you, أَنَّكَ لَا تُحْسِنُ تُصَلِّي. You know what they're saying about him? Right? You don't know how to pray. They're saying this about Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas. You don't know how to pray. Subhanallah al-Azim. قال أبو إسحاق سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله تعالى عنه. He responded back by saying, أما أنا والله فإني كنت أصلي بهم صلاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Right? He defended himself. I used to lead them the same way the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to lead them. Long story got short. My brothers and my sisters, this messenger that was sent by Umar ibn al-Khattab, he went from one masjid to another, and then the next masjid. Every single one of these mosques, they would say, no, these rumors are false. They are baseless until he arrived at the final masjid. A man stood up, my brothers and my sisters, called Usama ibn Qatada, known as Aba Sa'dah, right? And then says to the messenger, If you are going to insist, then let me talk. فَإِنَّ سَعْدًا كَانَ لَا يَسِيرُ بِالسَّرِيَّةِ وَلَا يُقْسِمُ بِالسَّوِيَّةِ وَلَا يَعْدِلُ فِي الْقَضِيَّةِ. Right? Look what he accuses him of. He would tell the people to go out for warfare, but he wouldn't go himself. He would also distribute unfairly, is accusing Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, رضي الله تعالى عنه. And also he was unfair in his judgments. They would come to him to judge right, and he wouldn't judge fairly. This was the accusation. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he hears this. He said, if he's made these three accusations, let me make three du'as. Allahumma in kana abduka hadha kadhiba, qama riya'an wa sum'ah, fa'atil umurah, wa'atil faqrah, wa'arridhu bil fitan. Right? He said, oh Allah, if he stood up out of hypocrisy and for show, then give him a long life, prolong it, extend his poverty, and expose him to trials. Right? And later on, my brothers and my sisters, that's exactly what happened. He grew so old in age, and whenever asked, you know what his response would be? This man, right? I'm an old man, afflicted and tested due to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas's supplications, right, against me. The narrator says, my brothers and my sisters, right, I saw him later on, and his eyebrows had drooped over his eyes due to how old he became, right? And then he would harass young women in the streets trying to flirt with them. These were the three du'as that he made. Oh Allah, give him a long life. Oh Allah, strike him with poverty and expose him to trials to fitten, right? Him flirting with young girls at such an old age was the last of the three du'as that was made against him. Number three, my brothers and my sisters, right? The great tabi'i, Abdullah ibn Shikhir, Mutarrif ibn Abdullah ibn Shikhir, who was from the students of the companions, radiyallahu anhum. One day, my brothers and my sisters, there was an issue between Mutarrif ibn Abdullah ibn Shikhir and somebody else. And they got into it with one another. And then that man began to lie about this righteous individual, right? You know what he said, or the dua that he made? إِن كُنْتَ كَاذِبًا فَعَجَّلَ اللَّهُ حَتْفَكْ فَمَاتَ الرَّجُلُ فَمَاتَ الرَّجُلُ مَكَانَ. If you are lying, then may this be the last time that you breathe. May this be the end of your life. He dropped there and then. He dropped there and then, my brothers and my sisters. So the family of this individual that's now passed away, they went and complained to Ziyad, who was the governor at the time. So the governor came. The governor says, what's happened? Oh, he was the reason as to why he's died. That, the governor responds back by saying, he oppressed him, he made a dua, which is perfectly permissible. And then this is what it led to. دَعْوَةُ رَجُلٍ صَالِحٍ. He said, the dua of a righteous man. وَافَقَدْ دَعْوَتُهُ قَدَرًا فَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُمْ شَيْئًا. And he didn't give them blood money. My brothers and my sisters, I really love this benefit from Surah Yusuf. We all know that the brothers of Yusuf, they extended their hands of injustice by throwing him in the well, right? And there was also the wife of Al-Aziz. Remember when she locked him inside of the room and she said, hey, Talak, let's get it on, right? And later on, she accused him of being the perpetrator. Ah, the first, meaning his brothers, they used their hands to get rid of him. The wife of Al-Aziz, she used his tongue to get him into trouble. Later on, my brothers and my sisters, as the story goes on, the tables turned. The brothers of Yusuf, they came to visit because of the famine, and they stretched out their hands to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا. Those same hands that oppressed, Allah is so fair. It was those very hands that are now stretching out. Ya Yusuf, help us, give us some charity. Likewise, my brothers and my sisters, this woman who accused him with her tongue, right? Later on, it was that very tongue that admitted that she was wrong all along. Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَمَنْ تَرَكَ مَعْصِيَةَ اللَّهِ رَأَى ثَمَرَةَ ذَلِكَ. Whoever refrains from sinning, he will begin to reap its fruits, just like this. وَكَذَا إِذَا فَعَلَ الطَّاعَةَ. And likewise, if he is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, my brothers and my sisters, this story, right? It reminded me of something that happened up north. Without going into specific details, there was an imam at a masjid. I remember this very, very well because I got pulled into it to arbitrate, right? Two people wanted to get married to one another and then it didn't work out. She was taken by jealousy. She was taken by whatever else it might be, right? Scorn, got upset, and then she began to write all sorts of emails using those very fingers. Later on, you know what happened, my brothers and my sisters? For one reason or the other, the police came and raided the house because of something else completely independent that happened. They took all the bank cards, the credit cards, and whatever cash was inside of the house. They were left with no option except to go to the masjid that this imam was situated in. Please help us. Those same fingers that wrote all of those emails accusing were the same fingers that reached out. Oh, help us. We are indeed in need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fair and just. Number five, my brothers and my sisters, and we're nearly done. Our Shaykh Abdul Razak al-Badr, may Allah Azza wa Jalla preserve him, one of our teachers in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's masjid. I remember him telling us a story, right, about a man who went to the council, the Baladiyya, and he needed just one signature. He needed one signature on a letter that he had. For one reason or the other, that muwazzaf, that employee, right, said, I'm not going to do it. Right? And he pleaded with him, please, I need this signature. Eventually, he took the paper, ripped it to shreds, and threw it at him. This man, my brothers and my sisters, who needed a signature. And this is not a story from the books of myths, my brothers and my sisters. It's very recent. And our sheikh was telling us this a couple of years ago in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's masjid. So he made dua, right? Ya Allah, just as he tore this paper to shreds, tear him to shreds. Later on, my brothers and my sisters, there was a car crash. And in this car crash, his body ripped to shreds, my brothers and my sisters, so much so that they couldn't shroud him. They had to put him in a black bin bag and then shroud that black bin bag in order for them to be able to bury him. And the point that the sheikh was trying to make, my brothers and my sisters, right, somebody wrongs you, you don't need to make such a great dua against them. Try to maybe level it out. And this was the end result, my brothers and my sisters, of wronging an individual. You guys are probably terrified now, feeling all miserable, hearing these really scary stories. We're going to, inshallah ta'ala, end on a very good note. I'll tell you guys a love story, inshallah ta'ala. What do you guys think? All of this oppression, wronging, and let's start, inshallah, end with something very sweet, bi'idhnillah ta'ala, on how knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so deeply affected this young lady. One night, my brothers and my sisters, one night, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this is the caliphate. It doesn't require an introduction. Him and his worker, they were patrolling the streets of Medina until they got tired. So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he began to lean on one of the houses because of how tired him and his worker became. And he overheard a conversation that was taking place between a young lady and her mother. The mother requests from this young lady, go and mix the milk with water. Right? Go and mix that milk with water. فَأَمْذِقِيهِ بِالْمَاءِ. She says, oh mother, haven't you heard about the law that was passed this afternoon? So she asks her, what do you mean? What law? Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu's governance or government made an announcement that from today, you cannot mix milk with water, meaning to sell it on is a type of deception, right? Her mother turns around and he says, listen, my daughter, get up and go and mix the milk with the water. And she says, Umar ibn al-Khattab is not here, right? He's not present with us. فَإِنُّ لَيْسَ مَعَنَا. Ah, the girl responds back by saying, and this should be written, my brothers and my sisters, in golden ink, right? إِنْ كَانَ عُمَرُ لَا يَرَانَا فَإِنَّ رَبَّ عُمَرَ يَرَانَا. If Umar ibn al-Khattab can't see us, then indeed, the Lord of Umar can see us. If Umar can't see us, then the Lord of Umar can see us. Right? Before I continue, you know what Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala says, my brothers and my sisters? Because I want you guys to really keep this in mind as I conclude the story. At-tawheed yaftahu lil-abdi bab al-khayri was-surur. You know, my brothers and my sisters, when you strengthen your tawheed, right? When you strengthen your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, in how you worshiping, in how you worship Allah, in how you single Him out, the more you learn about Him, the more conscious you become of Him, right? He says He opens the door of goodness and a door of happiness. Happiness and goodness, this is what you're going to find right before your eyes. Going back to the story, my brothers and my sisters, Umar ibn al-Khattab is listening to this conversation that is happening. What do you think he did? Do you think he pulled out the mother, right? And threw her into prison? La. He went home. Next morning, he lines up his children. And he says, who's ready to get married? Isam puts his hand up. And he said, me, father. Ah. They go, they get married. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with a daughter called Layla, right? Layla, my brothers and my sisters, gets married later on, and then they have a son called Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, who later on became a caliphate of the Muslims. My brothers and my sisters, a very quick reflection. You know, a lot of very good sisters sometimes, they message and they say, I desperately want to get married, right? And I feel like I have no option except to post myself all over the internet. How is he ever going to find me, right? If I don't show myself, my brothers and my sisters, look at this young lady, right? Who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who did the right thing, who was conscious of Allah azza wa jal, when she could have done whatever her mother was asking her to carry out. She was conscious of Allah, my brothers and my sisters. And look at all the doors that He opened for her. Because of her tawheed, her relationship with Allah Jalla fi'ula. In silence and in secret, she was conscious of the Almighty. The doors were opened. Don't you think she was happy on her wedding day, my brothers and my sisters? Right? Don't ever think, my brothers and my sisters, that if I do the right thing, then Allah is going to ever forsake me. Never, ever will that be the case, my brothers and my sisters, right? Never will that be the case. And likewise, my brothers, right? We have a huge lesson in the Quran, right? Of how Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam dealt with that lady that shut the doors and said, let's get it on. He began to run for his life, my brothers and my sisters. Right? In qala ma'ad Allah. He saw refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal. Right? And began to remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. You do the right thing, right? Allah Azza wa Jal will open those doors. And this all stemmed off from the knowledge that they had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names, my brothers and my sisters. So I conclude with how I started, my brothers and my sisters. من كان بالله أعرف كان منه أخوف. Whoever is more knowing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this individual will be more fearful of Allah azza wa jal. ولعبادته أطلب. And when it comes to worship, he will be so much more interested, in love with wanting to worship Allah jalla fi ula. وعن معاصيه أبعد. And he'll be so much more further away from the sins that will perhaps, my brothers and my sisters, destroy his life. Next time you're under your blanket and the shaitan is whispering, slip into her DMs, then remember this conversation that we had, my brothers and my sisters. It's times like that when you say no, Allah opens doors that the mind can't imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever comes with taqwa, Allah will open the doors for him. And he will provide for him from where he doesn't expect. My brothers and my sisters, Jazakum Allah khair for lending me your ear, for honoring me with your presence. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he doesn't reunite us in this world, to reunite us in the highest part of Al-Jannah. Say Ameen.